Welcome to the Photo Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 106, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 22nd. And of course, June 23rd is going to be a rather momentous event in the history of both the UK and the Eurozone. And right now, what we're seeing is that the most recent polls put the Leave campaign very marginally in front, but they also report that there's about between 10 and 15% of the population are 100% undecided. And against that background, when we look at the history of referenda everywhere else, is that by and large, when there's such a large percentage of people undecided, that they tend to vote for the status quo. And that is exactly what the market is pricing in. And in fact, if you look at oddschecker.com, which is which gives us the odds, what the bookmakers are selling various bets at, then it has been approximately around the two-thirds of people voting with their money that the UK is going to stay. And that hasn't changed at all. And I've been watching that rather closely for the last month, and it hasn't changed in the slightest, suggesting that the bookies, while perhaps they haven't paid out just yet, are betting that the UK is going to stay within the EU. But nevertheless, it represents a point of significant disagreement among people, but also uncertainty for markets. So there's no great evidence of anybody taking large positions in here today. Wall Street was very marginally down on the day, and the majority of European indices paired their advances as they approached the close. So, for example, the FTSE was up just over 0.5%, and I say the French index, it was up about 0.33%. But again, nothing in the way of dynamics. And in fact, what you have is tails on a number of these candles, suggesting that the short covering rally that we've seen for the majority of this week so far, and which really began on Friday, may have run out of steam in here today. The rather bearish connotations of the UK leaving were priced in last week. They've been priced out this week. And then it really is a question of how large a majority whoever wins is likely to have will probably have an impact on markets from Friday. And the voting takes place tomorrow. The first results will be out around 1 a.m. on Friday morning in the UK. We will have some of the larger councils reporting around 2 or 2:30 a.m. And then there will be a pretty solid answer by 6 a.m. UK time. There'll be a lot of people staying up overnight to watch it, and not least within the markets. But when we look at where are we going with all of this, then the pound is at $1.47. So it's been an emphatic rebound up to the upper side of the range, which has been in evidence now for much of the last few months. But having retraced the entire decline over the last few weeks, then the question is, well, what's next? And the result of this referendum will remove uncertainty on the one hand, but is it going to encourage additional economic expansion within the UK? And we just don't know the answer to that yet. But what the pound needs to do is to break out of this range to confirm that demand is back in a dominant position. And by and large, the dollar was weaker in here today. The Australian dollar was up about 0.5 cent, and the yen was stronger by about 1/3 of 1 yen. So the Nikkei was down a little bit in here today, reacting to that strength in the currency. The Hang Seng was and the China market were both continuing to gain some support in here, and I think that there's pretty good evidence at this stage that the administration in China is defending the 3,000 level on the CSI 300. Then this continues to represent support building overall. One thing we will have is a removal of uncertainty one way or the other when it comes to the beginning of next week, and therefore there is the potential for markets to either improve or disimprove, and more likely to improve at the current juncture. But of course, because we just don't know exactly which way people are going to go, then probably not many people taking big positions in here. The when we look at the precious metals, then the gold price was pretty much unchanged in here today. Silver was down 3 cents, but that paired an earlier decline, and it hasn't traded below $17. Now, those are pretty shallow reactions, considering just how quickly they had rallied higher. Silver moving from 16, or actually under $16, to almost $18 in a very short period of time. So that would suggest that it isn't just about Brexit that these markets went higher, that there is still the issue that a substantial quantity of sovereign bonds globally is trading at negative yields, and by not offering any yield, that both gold and silver have rather attractive characteristics at this stage. So in the event that the UK remains, there might be some additional volatility in the precious metal markets, and in all likelihood that would represent an entry opportunity. Then that is perhaps one of the areas to really keep an eye on. And both platinum and palladium have been lagging in here. But palladium is up today by over $8 and continuing to firm from the lower side of its range. And platinum is still searching for a reason to rally. But it's currently around 978, and having been down yesterday, it was down a little bit in here today as well. It really does need a clear up or dynamic to suggest that the bulls are back in the driving seat. But I continue to hold positions in both for the simple reason that I think they're being treated more like industrial metals at the present moment than precious metals. I'm not sure at all how long that's likely to last, not least because we're going to have an answer one way or the other tomorrow to the Brexit question. And with extraordinary monetary policy, just the order of the day right across Europe and in much of Asia, at least the major economies in Asia, then how likely is it that we're going to see additional downside for industrial metals? I think that there's pretty good evidence of support building. And I think particularly for platinum, yes, the electric car growth trajectory remains a very bullish characteristic, and it is likely to eat into the growth of catalytic converter demand over time. But I'd rather question to what extent that is relevant in today's market. I think that there is the potential that platinum could unwind what is really quite a deep undervaluation relative to gold prices, with gold trading at 1,266 and platinum at 978. We're pretty close to an historically wide divergence between the two prices. I continue to look at those as relatively interesting markets. And in the bond markets today, it was a very quiet day overall. And gilt yields were up a little bit in here today. So again, there is evidence that the market is already pricing in that the UK is going to stay within the EU, and it would really cause an upset. What if, in the event that, and it is an unlikely event, but in the event that Brexit does carry the day, then we could anticipate that the rallies that we've seen on stocks over the last few days will be completely unwound, and probably in a very dynamic fashion. That is, of course, that is the risk, and they might fall even further than that. Little wonder then that people are sitting on their hands and waiting for some evidence. We can anticipate that in the aftermath of the decision that we are going to see moves in markets that are either going to confirm or to negate the moves that we've had over the last few days. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.